section Ches Tes and Yud. So we'll start from that. Mechitzah Shein and Dikaris is Ches. Mechitzah Shein and Dikaris is a discussion in the Gemara. You have two buildings that are adjacent, touching each other. Let's say you have, they share one wall together, an attached house. They share one wall together. So Reuben's family lives in this building, Shimon's family lives in this building. They didn't make an Erev Echatzeris to be allowed to carry from one to the other men HaTorah. If that's a Vishus HaYachid, this is a Vishus HaYachid. And across the street there's a Vishus HaYachid where a third family lives. And the Vishus HaRabim or the Carmelis, whatever the street is going to be, the Carmelis or Vishus HaRabim is only Teifes, the status of Vishus HaRabim or Carmelis up until Yutfachim. Above Yutfachim is Makam Ptur. So why can't I, let's say, throw something from over here to the rooftop over there or into the window? So the Gemara says, I may miss. If there's a chashash, I may miss, then it's going to land in the street. But the street is either Rishus or Amar Kamal, so you're not allowed to do it. Let's say it's a dead giveaway. It's very easy to throw, and you don't have to throw it into a window. You just throw it on top of the roof, and anyone can make it. You don't have to be such a big sharpshooter to make it. So and Atar, it's mutter to throw it even if the other Rishus HaYachad across the street is lived in by a third family. And Atar, it doesn't matter who lives there. A Rishus HaYachad is a Rishus HaYachad is a Rishus HaYachad. But the Rabban and Shlomo HaMelech made a takana. The Gemara says the beginning of the second parak in Erev, and a Basko came out from heaven and applauded him when he made the takana that Reuben Chatzer said, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachad where Reuben's family lives. Shimon's family lived, unless you have an Erev Echatzeris. So let's say you have two buildings that are adjacent to each other. Reuben's family lives here, Shimon's family lives here. They're adjacent, but they can't make an Erev Echatzeris if there's no way to go between one and the other, unless there's a doorway in between. Let's say sometimes in a hotel you have two rooms that are adjacent to each other, and there's a door to go. So usually they keep the door locked, but if you have the same family using two rooms, so then they open up the door for you. They'll leave the door open for you. So if you have two houses that are adjacent, Reuben's family lives here, Shimon's family lives here, and there's a doorway in between, or they share a front hall, the way you can go from one house to the other without walking out into the street, into the Carmelis, or into the Rishus HaRabim, so then you can make an Erev Hatzeris. There's a Pesach between one and the other. So the Gemara is talking about a case you have two buildings that are attached, adjacent, and there's no Eruv Echatzeris. So the people in one building are allowed to carry, and the family, one family lives here, they're allowed to carry, and the rooftop is also Rishus HaYachad, there are walls around the roof. So they're allowed to carry to the roof, they're allowed to carry to the roof. But the Shaila is, if there's no wall on top of the roof, 10 tefachim tall, separating between this roof and this roof, so the people in this building are not allowed to carry. There's a machlekes hatanaim. They say, let's say you have Reuben's apartment, Shimon's apartment, Levi's apartment. Everybody's away for the summer. There's nobody there. All the Jews go to the bungalow, go to the mountain. There's nobody there. So the din is, if they're Orthodox Jews, they're not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos, so they're not living there for Shabbos. If they're going, they may come back in the middle of Shabbos, unless they're visiting in New Zealand. And they're not going to, they're visiting in the Congo, they're not going to come back, they can't come back in the middle of the Shabbos. If they're visiting in New Jersey, so they may drive back in the middle of the non-Shabbos Shabbos, they may drive back in the middle of Shabbos. So if you have an apartment where nobody's living there now, even though the apartment belongs to Reuben and that apartment belongs to Shimon, there's no Takana Shlomo HaMelech over there that you're not allowed to carry. If nobody lives there, that's not called Beis Shel Reuben, it's not called Beis Shel Shimon. But if the people are living there for Shabbos, or if they're non-Shamay Shabbos, or if they're non-Jews, and they may drive back in the middle of Shabbos, they come back, that's considered as if they're living there, then they ask around each other. So the Shabbos is by the nobody lives on the rooftop, the people eat in the houses, they sleep in the houses, they don't live on the rooftop. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So we paskin that the gagin, since nobody lives on the rooftop, you can carry from my gag to your gag to his gag, and chatzer is the back lawn, the backyard, and the front lawn. Nobody lives there. So Gagan, Chatzeres, Karpifus is all Bishu Sachet. You can carry from one to the other, and the whole city. You don't need an Erev for that, and there's no Takana Shlomo HaMelech. But the Gemara has a whole discussion, according to the Tanoim, whose opinion has not been accepted. Since Reuven's family lives downstairs here, and Shimon's family lives downstairs, so even the rooftop, this is called Beisel Shal Reuven, that's called Beisel Shal Shimon. So you're not allowed to carry from my rooftop to your rooftop. That's the shita that we don't pass on like. So you have to have a fence that's 10 tefachim tall on top to separate. If you don't have a fence 10 tefachim tall, you can't even carry on your from your building to your rooftop. Why? Because your rooftop is what we call nifratz lamakam o'asala. You can easily carry from my rooftop to the other rooftop to the same height without crossing through any mechitzas. So not only are you not allowed to carry to his rooftop, you can't even carry on your rooftop because yours is nifratz lamakam o'asala. When you make the Erev in New York, let's say also years ago, and they made an Erev around Manhattan. So fine, so they made a big Rishus HaYochid. All of Manhattan was one big Rishus HaYochid, and then they put away a box of matzahs on Bishutfas, all the Shem Shabbos, and they rented from the government. We'll have to discuss those dinim later. But the problem is, there are bridges and there are tunnels. You can leave the Erev, the Rishus HaYochid of Manhattan, without crossing any mechitza. So mid the Rabbanon, you're not even allowed to carry inside the area because that's called nifratz l'makom asala. So you have to make a tikkun. You have to do something. You have to make some tzuras ha-pesach to separate between Manhattan, where you want to carry, and New Jersey. Because the George Washington Bridge starts in the middle of Manhattan. It starts a few blocks before the edge, at the end of the island. So you can carry in, if the Arab is good in Manhattan, you can carry onto the bridge and keep on walking all the way into New Jersey. You'll be carrying out of the Erev without crossing any mechitza. So that's nifratz l'makom asala. So that asas you can't even carry in Manhattan within the Erev. So you have to put a tzuras ha-pesach, which they never did. They never made a tzuras ha-pesach on all the bridges and all the things. They had pilpulim, why they don't need it. But the pashta says that you need it. So the Gemara has a discussion. We have a din, a mechitza saroy la'adar rakia. That's called good asik mechitza. Good achas mechitza means if you have a mechitza that's suspended in midair, so sometimes you say good achas mechitza, you visualize if it goes down. Then good asik mechitza means you visualize if it goes up. Orm b'tzuras ad la'shamayim, the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Orm b'tzuras ad la'shamayim is a guzma, but al pidin, it's not a guzma. If you have mechitza around the city to mechitza aroy la'adar rakia. So it's considered alpidin as if the mechitza go up ad lo shamayim. They don't really go up in mitzias, but it's considered alpidin as if it does go up. So the Gemara says, either here, the two homes that are adjacent share one wall in between. So the wall is 10 tefachim tall. So once you say good asik mechitza, visualize it if the wall goes up. So you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall, separating between this rooftop and that rooftop. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. They have the right to say good asik mechitza, a mechitza she'ein any koras. On the rooftop, you don't see any mechitzas at all. The mechitzas are all below. Mechitza is the wall that they share in common that separates between the one building and the other building. But you're talking about from the perspective of the rooftop, that's called mechitza she'ein any koras. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Chazon Ish points out that Tosfos says on that Gemara, the din is mechitza sheni koras are no good. There never was machlokes. Mikra din, it's no good. The ganza machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel is only over here. You're dealing with a chumra mid the rabbanon. Nifratz l'makom asala. It's a derabbanon on top of the rabbanon on top of the rabbanon. There's a takana shlem amelach that you're not allowed to carry from Beisel Shel Reuven to Beisel Shel Shimon. And on Torah, it's all the same thing. We should say yochid, is it? We should say yochid, is it? We should say yochid. So shlem amelach made a takana, and the baskol approved it. The baskol was maskim. If Reuben's family lives here, Shimon's family lives there, it's a different Rishus HaYochid. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Then it's only if they live there, but nobody lives on the rooftop, so we pass can, you can carry Gagna, Aliyas, Karpifas, everything is all Rishus Achas. So that's also a Chumra that we don't accept. This Tana holds. Kshem Shadir Chaluk Alamato, since Reuben's family lives here downstairs, Shimon's family lives there. Kach Dir Chaluk Alamailo, the rooftop is also called Beisel Shel Reuben, and that's called Beisel Shel Shimon. So you're dealing. So, all right, so I'm not going to carry from my rooftop to the other guy. I'll carry from my building to my rooftop. So what's wrong with that? It's all based on Shalouvin. No, but Nifritz Lamokam Asalo. You're not allowed to carry even in your area because you may forget and carry over there because there's no Mechitza to be Mavsik. So the whole issue that you're worried about is based on a combination of three Chumris Medirabonim. Takana Shalom HaMelech, based on Shalouvin, based on Shalshivin. And then Kishem Shadiran Chalukan Lamata, Kaf Diran Chalukan Lamata. At that point, we don't accept. So the whole discussion ends already, but according to the Ustanoim. And then the third chum, and if it's a mokamalasa. So there, because it's a combination of three chumris, midirabanan, so it's machlokes rabbi shmosa. Someone must say, don't worry about it, that mechitza sheni koris is okay. But if you're really talking about a real issue, a real din, if mechitzas counts, a mechitza sheni koris is no good. If it's the ground level over here, no one's going to say that mikra din and mechitzas that separate in between. And over here, you have a floor, you have a rooftop over here. No one's going to say that mechitzas harod la'ala rakia. That's why Rav Moshe's tshuva is very questionable. Rav Moshe's tshuvas on Erevin are not as strong as his other tshuvas are very strong. On Erevin, everything he says is not the mekubal. The Chazon Ish has been accepted on Erevin. The Chazon Ish opened up Maseches Erevin. They said there's so many things in the Mishnah Berurah that the Chazon Ish says are wrong. And he shows it. Rishonim say not so. The Gemara says not so. So the Chazon Ish opened up Erevin. So Rav Moshe has funny. He says, if the air of the Manhattan is good, so it's not called Nifritz Makam Asala because the mechitz at the edge of the island is considered Oila Adler Akiya. So even though you have a bridge, you have the George Washington Bridge, starts a few blocks in before the end of the island. So the edge of the island has a mechitza, let's say, for argument's sake. So that mechitza is Oila Adler Akiya, so it's not considered Nifetz L'mokam Osala to New Jersey because of that invisible wall that goes up. But that wall is on the lower level. That wall is on the ground level. Where we're walking here in Washington Heights, there are mechitzas here, the edge of the island. So you say that mechitza is Zot L'Rakia. It serves as mechitza above the bridge. Once you get to the bridge, it's mechitza Sheni Koris. That's not valid. So Rav Moshe said, it's okay. It's okay. So the Chazon Ish would say, it's not okay. The only time there was an opinion that mechitza sheni koris are acceptable, that's to solve the problem of nifritz mokam asala when it's a combination of a whole bunch of the rabbans. But if you're talking about a real din, is there a mechitza or not? Of course there's no mechitza over there. There is a discussion, Taisvis and the Rosh have a discussion, the beginning of a parak called Gagos. What if you have a building and the roof protrudes? Here's a building. The roof protrudes over here like this. So if you have a building like this, so the walls on the four sides are mechitzas. Mechitzas are olad l'rakia. So we assume that the rooftop is a reshus hayochid also because good asik mechitza. The mechitza on the four sides like a tail. If you have a tail in the middle of reshus hayochid, let's say you have a block, they have these blocks over here on the plaza. The blocks are not 10 tefachim tall, but if the stone blobs would be 10 tefachim tall, so the four walls on the four sides are mechitzas. So the Pashta says the mechitzas are roila adler akia. So the Ramban disagrees and he says, no, that's also called mechitzas sheni koris. Since when you stand on top, the Ramban's opinion is that a tail, b'shus harabim, is dinik b'shus ha'achid, is only the ground level on top of the tail. But you don't say the mechitzas are roila adler akia. And it's considered as if the avir above the tail is also Rosh Hashanah. He says, no, that's also called mechitza sheni koris. Tosis' opinion is that it's not so, that the mechitzas of the tail are oila ad l'rakia. Sometimes it's negeh halacha l'maisa, this machlokes. So even according to Tosis, that this is called mechitza sheni koris, that's only if the roof only goes to the edge of the building. What if the roof protrudes? A lot of times they build buildings and the roof's protrude over the building. So if it protrudes, then this is considered a new ground level, and the mechitzas below of the four walls of the building are not oila the rakia. So then the rooftop on top will not be a reshus hayochid. The roof on top will be a carmelis. It has dalar adal, doesn't have any mechitzas at all, because all the mechitzas are ena nikaris, because it's upgehakt. Where the mechitza is supposed to be ola l'rakia, the roof protrudes. How far does the roof have to protrude that it should be considered, that it should make the mechitza sein in ikaris? So this is a question how to read the Tosfos. So some say it has to protrude four tefachim, because four tefachim is a sheer reshus. If it protrudes less than four tefachim, it doesn't pose a problem. Others say three tefachim is the sheer love it if it protrudes. Three tefachim, the Chazon thinks, even if it protrudes 2 inches, if it protrudes, that's called mechitza sheni koris. That's a shaila. How far does the roof have to protrude? So that's a big discussion. The Tosfos and the Rosh on the first daf in Perek called Gagos, and the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, talk about it. And sometimes comes up halacha l'maaseh. Pitikra we discussed a little bit last week. We didn't finish it before Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskal like Rashi. Rashi says, let's say you have a tikra that's suspended in air. Let's say you have a gazebo. So you have a rooftop and it has no walls on the bottom. It has walls that are not 10 tefachim tall. So there's no mechitzas at all. But you have pitikra, so you want to say pitikra four times. I have such a tikra suspended that has dalar al dalar tefachim, so it's a tikra. If it's less than dalar al dalar tefachim, so it's not called a tikra, because dalar al dalar is the sheer makam, and a tikra means it's a roof on top of a makam. So it's not called a makam if it's less. The roof itself doesn't need dalar al dalar, but the makam on the bottom has to have dalar al dalar. Fine. So let's say you have a pole over here and a chain that's holding up a tikra. In the middle of nowhere. And there are no walls at all on the bottom. So Rashi says on the Gemara, you don't say pitikra four times to consider the Rishus HaYochid. But if you have one wall on the bottom, you only want to say pitikra three times to be mashlem the Rishus HaYochid. Rashi learns in the Gemara that's okay. And Tosfos disagrees and says no. And they prove from the Gemara in Sukkah, Rashi apparently splits. He thinks that Sukkah Lechud and Shabbos Lechud, the dinim are not exactly identical. Tosfos puts them together here. They say if you have two walls at a right angle to each other, that's called Steinkel Chosam. You have two walls at a right angle, and then we said if you have a bus stop, you have two walls that are attached like this, and then you have a roof on top to protect the passengers who are waiting for the bus there on the bus stop. So it protects them from the rain and from the snow. So you have a roof on top that has more than dalal al dalid. So then you say pitikra the third time and the fourth time. Say pitikra every season to make the area below the bus stop into Rishus HaYochid. This is all provided that the plastic walls of the bus stop reach within 3 tefachim to the ground, which they usually do. If the walls don't reach within 3 tefachim to the ground, then it's a mechitza tluya. Mechitza tluya is no good. But if the mechitzas go within 3 tefachim to the ground, then you say lavud, and then it's considered you have two mechitzas like this, and you say pitikra the third time and the fourth time. The Ramos says that they used to people wanted to hide their keys. There was no eruv in the city, so they couldn't carry the keys with them to shul. So they wanted to hide the keys somewhere. So they used to have something right in front of the house that was such a construction. It had two walls at a right angle to each other, had a rooftop on top. So they would hide the key over there. That's considered a mishum sale. So the Ramah sounds like he's matarit. So the Mishnah Berurah always tries to introduce chumra. So he says the Ramah didn't really mean to say that it's mutter. He said, the maximum you can be mekel is like Tosfos. Really, you should be machmal like the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch never quoted it. They don't breathe a word. They never said a word about the Rambam. Rambam and the Rif hold that pitikra yerev sosim only works halacha l'maisim and the Rabbanon. If you have three walls, and minatora, it is a rishus hayochariv, and you're allowed to carry minatora, but you need a tikkan on the roch avias. So with the tikkan on the roch avias, you can rely on pitikra yerev sosim. But if you only have two walls at a right angle to each other, you want to say pitikra a third and the fourth time, so the Rambam and the Rif hold that you can't say over there. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha is pushing everybody should be choshish for the Rambam and the Rif shita. And when the Ramah said beferish that you can leave your key there, Ramah meant the maximum is what to be mekel, but you can't be mekel like Rashi. Rashi said all you need is one wall and you can say pitikra three times and the three missing walls. So the Ramah only meant to say you shouldn't follow Rashi. Maximum, you can be Michael is like that. But the Pashto said the Ramah is not so. He didn't say a word about the Ramah. Pashto said the Ramah said, if you have two walls like this, if you have two parallel walls, then Tosfos quotes the Gemara Sukkah, you can't say Pitikra Yerev Sosim on the third and the fourth, because there's a Hiluch Mefulash over there, but only if you have at a right angle to each other, then say Pitikra Yerev Sosim on the third and the fourth. So Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva. Can you say pitikra yerev sosim if you have an elevated? The subway is when it's under the ground. The same subway that it's above the ground is called the elevated. So it has a floor that the passengers stand on and the train goes on that. So that's a tikra. So can you say, let's say I have a couple of walls on the ground. Can you say, pitikra, you're ever so certain that the elevated, when it comes to an edge, that the piha tikra, the edge should count as a mechitza. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an original chumrah. People usually say, Rav Moshe was sent down from heaven to come up with kulas. Did he have the right to come up with chumrah? He's always mekel on everything. He has a chumrah that nobody holds from. He says, you can't say pitikra yarvus oisim because the elevator was put up to serve as a floor for the people on top. It was never intended to serve as a roof. The only time it's good pitikra, it was intended to serve. Where does it say that? That's his interpretation in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't really say that at all. It's like Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says a different thing. The Gemara says, in the days of the Tanoim, they still have an Eretz Yisrael place. I remember years ago when I stayed in Tzfat, so they had this setup. They had apartments like a motel. So they had apartments around in a circle. And there was no bathroom in your apartment, so you had to go in the wintertime, it's raining. So all the deeris were in a circle. And then in the middle, there was no roof, and it would be raining. So if you wanted to walk to the bathroom, which is somewhere else in the circle, in front of every apartment, in front of every deer, there was a roof, but the roofs only went halfway. It didn't cover the whole area. So what if you want to put, to the Mishnah has, what if you want to put tzchach in the middle? The open area in the middle has more than zayin al zayin. You're going to put kosher with tzchach, but you have to have tfanis. So where the tfanis? So the front of the building can serve as the tfanis. So that's called doifen akuma, though. If the doifen has to be touching the tzchach, or within three tvachim to the tzchach. So over here, the roof that's in front of every dira is not kosher eschach because it's a real solid roof and it can't rain in at all. The Rishonim say if it can't rain in at all, then it's basil shal kol shana kula, that it's not considered a sukkah. So it's pasul eschach. Probably they use non gedule karka also over there. It's a real roof. So if the roof, would it be, if every roof is less than dalar amas from the place where the schach is, so you say pitikra around and around, and the front of all of the building serves as a tfanis for the sukkah that's in the middle part, which has the kosher schach. If the distance from the front of each of the buildings is more than dalar amas till you get to the schach, so you can't say doifen akuma over there. So the Gemara says, what do you need doifen akuma? Why don't you say pitikra yervis oisim? Consider the edge, there's a tikra in front of every dira. So say all of the tikras come to an edge when it comes to the middle part, the circular part in the middle. So the piha tikra is your advisaisim. Okay, so you don't say pitikra advisaisim four times. Okay, but according to Taisvis, you can say it two times. So let's say you have two defanas and you want to say pitikra advisaisim for the third one. Would that be acceptable? So the Gemara says not acceptable. Why? Because the rooftops that were made, the gagging that were made in front of every apartment that go till the middle, wasn't, when they put it up, they didn't intend that it should serve as a pitikra yervisoisim for the inside part. It was intended to serve for the outside part. So Moshe quotes that Gemara and says, you see from the Gemara that you only say pitikra yervisoisim if that's what you had in mind melechatchila. Pasha Pshat Gemara is that it doesn't say that at all. There's a Beferish Gemara quotes a Tasefta that it's not so. The Gemara talks about over here in Columbia Hospital, Columbia Presbyterian, they have a whole bunch of buildings. Then sometimes they have to take a patient from one building to the other. So you have to take him all the way down to the first floor. He's on the 15th floor. You take him down to the first floor and take him in the street and take him up again. So they have a passageway to go. It's on the fifth floor or something. There's a way to go without getting rained on. There's a passageway that goes from one building to the other. So the Gemara talks about such a thing. And the floor of the passageway was made as a floor. It wasn't made to serve as a roof for the people downstairs. And nonetheless, the Gemara said, Beferish, a discussion at Pitikra Yervisoisim. And the Gemara says, the two buildings on either side are two mechitzas. And you say, Pitikra Yervisoisim. Maybe that's the third mechitza. Maybe you can construct the. Maybe you can say hazadina v'shus hayochid. Gemara is negotiating. Gemara doesn't say no, but they made the. But they made the gesher. They made the bridge that goes from one building to the other. They made it as a floor. They didn't intend it to be as a roof. The Gemara never said that's a problem. What Rav Moshe said. The Pashta says that it's not like Rav Moshe. Gemara said a different thing. If the gag relates, it's a tikra for the area directly below it. It's not a tikra for the area in the middle where there's a hole. where there's no roof at all. It's only a roof. So you only say Pitiki Arbisas, and only serves them as a mechitza for the area directly below it. It doesn't serve as a mechitza for the area adjacent to it. That's what the Gemara said. So let's say if you have an Erev, let's say in Flatbush. In Flatbush, they made an Erev, you have three sides, and then the fourth side, I think, is the elevated. That's the way it used to be. Is the elevated. So if you're going to say, let's say you have three mechitzas going like this, and then you need a tikkun on the roof of these, you have the pitikra. So the floor for the elevated was put there to serve as a floor, not as a roof. But the pashtus is not like Ramosha. That doesn't serve a problem. What does serve as a problem is the following. Which pi hatikra are you going to use to count as it? You're going to use the near end of the pitikra? No. The roof was made to serve as a tikra for the area below it. It wasn't made to serve as a tikra for the area adjacent to it. So you can't use the close end. So the Erev on the bottom has to go to the other side of the street. It has to cross the whole street, the Tzuras HaPesach. They have fences and walls and whatever. Then they have Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach goes to the far end of the pitikra. And then you say the pitikra, Yerev, the same, affects the area directly below it. Fine. And the mechitza on the ground, and the Erev on the ground goes to the far end on the other side. So then the pihatikra affects the area below it. So that's good. So then it's a mechitza. But Ramosha's chiddush is not, it's very questionable. Look, Ramosha was the big poisek in New York, so it's not right to go against his opinion. But if you really get stuck, b'shas hadchak, some ikiridin, I don't think we really accept Ramosha's chumra there. That you don't say pitikra on the elevator because it was intended. It was made as a floor, wasn't intended as a roof. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara refers to a gesher that goes to link one building to the other, like they have in the hospital. The Gemara says, you do say pitikra by a gesher. We try to avoid it whenever possible, not to go against Ramosha. The last section here, Beis Chalokim Shal Mechitza Achas, this comes up halacha lemaisa in the Wayu Erev. This is an issue that every so often, it's rare that it comes up, it happens that it comes up in the Wayu Erev. The story is the following. There is a Gemara in Sukkah, and the same similar discussion in Masechet Shabbos. A guy has a Sukkah, and the Schach is within 10 Tvachim to the ground. So that's not acceptable. The Sukkah has to be 10 Tvachim tall. So let's say the sukkah is only 7 tefachim tall. The guy's a midget. Children are going to use it, but it has to be 10 tefachim tall, even for midgets, even for children. It's not acceptable. So the guy digs a ditch in the middle of the floor of the sukkah. It's over here. He digs a ditch in the middle of the sukkah. The ditch has Zion al Zion, and the ditch is 3 tefachim deep. So from the floor of the ditch till the bottom of the schach is 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, then it's good. So the Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim." This is only if the edge of the ditch is within lovewood to the walls of the sukkah. It means the walls of the sukkah are 7 tefachim tall. The schach is over here, 7 tefachim above the ground level. But it's only 7 tefachim is no good. But the sukkah is gigantic. So he digs a ditch in the middle, which has 7 al 7, zayin al zayin, minimum of that. And that ditch is 3 tefachim deep. So if the ditch, the 3 tefachim here, is lovud to the 7 tefachim here, so it's one daifen that has 10 tefachim. But if it's more than lovud away, it's more than 3 tefachim away, it's not mitzdaref, and the whole sukkah is not acceptable. So that's a Gemara in sukkah. Then the Gemara in Shabbos has the same situation. A guy has a house, and the house is not 10 tefachim tall. So the mechitzas are not mechitzas, so it's not a rishus hayachid. The children have, let's say, a little doghouse or something. A short little thing that's only 7 tefachim tall. So what if, so the Gemara says, but if you dig a ditch in the middle, so for Hilcha Shabbos purposes, we should say, you don't need Zion al Zion tefachim, all you need is Dalar al Dalar tefachim. So he digs a ditch, which is Dalar al Dalar tefachim, and it's 3 tefachim deep, so the 3 tefachim at the 7 tefachim is 10 tefachim, so bingo, so you have a Rishu Sayachit, is good. The Gemara didn't say that it has to be within 3 tefachim. How come in the Gemara in Sukkah said it has to be within 3 tefachim? The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say. So the Tosis has two opinions, two answers. So one opinion of Tosis says the Gemara was relying on the Brisa and Sukkah. It's exactly the same. Then you need that it should be lovud. The depth of the 3 tefachim has to be lovud because you need mechitzas that have 10 tefachim tall. The other day in Tosis says, no, there's a fundamental difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Sukkah. Sukkah we call it defanas. Shabbos we call it mechitzas. How come there's a difference? You need a cheftza of a doifen. You need a cheftza of a doifen. And the doifen has to be 10 tefachim tall. So if it's the 7 and the 3 are within lovet to each other, so lovet is considered as if it's touching, so you have a doifen that's 10 tefachim tall. Hilchos Shabbos, there's no din that you need a mechitza 10 tefachim tall. You need a makam mukaf. And a makam is dala dalad begova yud tefachim. The 10 tefachim is not a shear in the doifen, and the mechitza is a shear in the makam. A makam is not two-dimensional, dalar al-dalet. A makam is three-dimensional. A makam is dalar al-dalet, begova yud, avir. That's called a makam. And in order to be called a rishus lechem, a makam has to be mukaf. So I have dalar al-dalet from the floor of the ditch. I have dalar al-dalet, begova yud. And the whole thing is mukaf. Over here it has walls on the bottom. You can't go out of the area without bumping into the three tefachim tall walls. Then I have the walls over here. The walls are 10 tefachim. The wall over here that's 7 tefachim tall is 10 tefachim away from the 3 tefachim. So it's not one mechitza that has 10 tefachim tall. The 10 tefachim is not a shir in the mechitza. 10 tefachim is a shir in the makam. So the aver of the makam is there. Dal al dal begova yud, the aver of the makam is there. And the makam is mukaf. There's no halacha. Those are the 2 days in Tais. Is there a din? In Hilchos Sukkah, there is a din that the doifen has to have 10 tefachim. Is there a din that you need a mechitza? In Hilchos Shabbos, you really need a mechitza? Or you just need that the makam should be mukav? Let's say the following case. We say, Kitoisei mech deshiura. If I'm going to make a doifen of a sukkah from Asherah, Ate Asherah, or Ate Irani Dachas. So the din is Kitoisei mech deshiura. It doesn't have the chashivas of the shiur. So for sukkah, you need a cheftza of a doifen that's 10 tefachim solid material. Kitois mechter says, since it's Zaymer L'Sreifos, it doesn't have the chashivas of the shear of 10 tefachim tall. The Shabbos Hilchos Shabbos, would you also say, Kitois mechter shear? So Rab Chaim has in a sefer, a whole shtika Torah, the Rishonim. Rab Chaim didn't have all the Rishonim. Now we have more Rishonim. So the Rishonim already say what Rab Chaim said. That you don't say Kitois mechter shear by a lechi, only by a korah. When you have a mavi with three mechitzas, and you didn't have tikkun on the Ruch Revias, so if you make a korah has to have a tefach white. So if it's made from Atzi Asherah, Irani Dachas, and say Kites Mech Teshur, it doesn't have the chashivas of a tefach white. But if you make a lechi is a mechitza. So mechitza means makes the makam is mukav. What are you going to say? It's considered as if it's chopped up. The cheftz of the lechi is considered as if it's chopped up. Kites Mech Teshur, as if it's chopped up, tiny little particles. So what? But the makam is dalar dalet to the height of you. The makam is mukav. You don't need that the cheftza should have 10 tefachim. You need the makam should have, and it should be mukav. So that's a fundamental shot. So the Mishnah Brura goes back and forth on this, and the Chazanish goes back and forth on this. Which one of the 2 days in Tosfos should we follow? Do you really need that the mechitza for Shabbos purposes should be a solid mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall? So once in a long while, here the Wayu Erev is one of the lucky winners. Really, really, do you bump into it? But once in a long while, you come across such a shaila. You have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, but it's not 10 tefachim in one place. Let's say somebody has a lawn, and the lawn goes down like this. So on the ground level, you have bricks or stones that are 8 tefachim tall. Then you have grass. Then you have a lot of grass. And then you have bricks again over here. So the 8 tefachim over here, and the 8 tefachim over here, 8 and 8 is 16 tefachim. All you need is 10 tefachim. But they're not within lower to each other. So do you say, but the makam is mukaf? Wherever you go, in any direction, you bump into a mechitza. And you say, no, you need a cheftza of a mechitza, 10 tefachim of makam echad. So that's why when you get to Fort George Hill over here, that's the issue. One of these is going to have an Erev tour, so we may go here. So wherever we're going to go, we'll have to point out where this comes up. So that's the shaila and halacha. So we tried to avoid it over here. We stood on our head. We went around and around. They did a lot of things in order to avoid being mekel on this, because the Mishnah Brura and the Chazanish go back and forth. They're not sure. It's 2 days in Taisa. They go back and forth which day you should pass the night.
According to both opinions, does it have to prevent the flow of traffic? Like, let's say, a staircase then. Would a staircase, which is mechitza break, mechitza break, and it's always been long.
A staircase, how wide are the steps? If the steps are within 3 tefachim, the steps are not within, so this is loveted, this goes 8 inches, and this one 8 inches, this is 8, every step is 8 inches tall, And each one is lover to the next one, is lover to the next one, lover to the next one. So that would be a mechitza. That would be a good mechitza. But sometimes you have steps. You have a step goes up like this, and then it goes in four tefachim. Then it goes up, it goes in four tefachim. So there's no lover from one step to the next step to the next step. So that would be a shayla. The staircase, the shayla, is that it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. So there's still, the poskim say that the staircase, even though it also rabbim about the mechitza, is an issue sometimes, they say a staircase is considered a mechitza. That you don't have to worry about that. It's a real mechitza. So that comes up in real life. The number yud comes up some cases. Okay, we're up to Perek Dala, the klolim of Tzuras HaPesach. What is the Tzuras HaPesach? The Tzuras HaPesach, we said, for the purpose of planting kilayim, I want to plant grapes on this side and grain on the other side. You have to have a mechitza in between. So it says Beferish, if it put a Tzuras HaPesach in between, even though all the stuff is going to be leaning on each other, everything is going to be right together, yonik together below the ground, and it's growing up above the ground. The grapes are leaning into the tvua. Tvua is leaning into the grape. It's not a problem. Tzuras HaPesach is good. And the Gemara calls it peya. The Gemara says, peya materis bikilai. Peya means you have, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't use beams. They used branches. So the branches were 100% straight. They have a branch over here, branch over here, branch on top. So it says, peya materis bikilai. Tzuras HaPesach is acceptable. Even though you're dealing with an issue of klaim deraisa in Eretz Yisrael, still peyem ateres b'klaim. What's the story by Tzuras HaPesach and Hilcha Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes Prima Godim, who raises a possibility that maybe Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos purposes only works mid the Rabbanan, so it only work when minatari you're allowed to carry anyway because it's a karmelis, but mid the Rabbanan you're not allowed to carry the karmelis. So then if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, so it solves your problem on the Rabbana level. What if you have, what if someone will carry from Mishus HaRabim into Mishus HaYochid, he'll be Chayiv Misa, be Chayiv Chatos. Would you consider a Mishus HaYochid that was constructed with Tzuras HaPesach, is that a bona fide Mishus HaYochid on the level of the Raisa or not? So the Prima Godim raised a possibility, maybe it's not. So the Chazon Ish writes, Prima Godim made a mistake, because it's a Beferish that did in the Gemara, that Peyam HaTeres B'Kalayim. Gemara said it works on the level of the rice. So the Chazon Ish obviously was not a Galitziana, he was a Litvak. So Litvak, they can say the Prima Godim made a mistake. Galitziana will never say Prima Godim is a Paisik Mefus. So you'll stand on your head to defend the Prima Godim. So the classical Svarim write, Prima Godim meant like this, the definition of a Mechitza for Shabbos purposes is different from the definition of Mechitza for Kelayim purposes. We spoke already. For Shabbos purposes, has to be makif to mokam. A mokam mukif is a Rishus HaYochid. For Kalayim purposes, you want to plant grapes in North Dakota and grain in South Dakota. You don't have to be makif North Dakota or South Dakota. You want a mechitza hamapsekes. So mechitza hamapsekes, that the Mishnayos say that peyem ateres, but Kalayim Tzuras HaPesach is good on the level of the Raisa. It's a mechitza hamapsekes. But in Hilcha Shabbos, you need a mechitza hamakefes. So maybe it's not called a makif. That was the suffix that the Prima Godim raised. The Chazon Ish holds that it does work minatur. It does make too much of a difference because we're not going to make an Erev in an area there's a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa anyway because you're going to say, Osu Rabim Vata Mechitza. That's the first thing we said when we started the whole discussion. That Tzuras HaPesach only works, an Erev only works when the whole issue of carrying is only the Rabbanan because the Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza Gerua. And my mechitza grew, you say, also rabbim and vatna mechitza. So the only time there's room to be mekel is if the whole issue of hatzor is only the rabbanon to begin with, so then Tosis has a chiddush, you don't have to worry about also rabbim and vatna mechitza. So it's really irrelevant, the first issue, but it's interesting whether the concept of Tzuras HaPesach works on the level of the raisa with respect to Hilchas Shabbos. Base Briak Kedela Kabel Dela Shalkash. Most of the people who make an Erev around their area don't know this din. This is the most fundamental din. This says in the Gemara. All the others are questions, chumras, rishonim, always mostly achrayim. This is a beferish Gemara. What's the whole idea behind the Tzuras HaPesach? You have a room that's mukav, and when the door is not there, so it's missing. So if the door, the whole opening would be less than 3 tefachim, they say lavud. But if the door opening is more than 3 tefachim, so you can't say love. So it happens that this wall is Aymed Merub al HaParetz. Even though the gap is more than 2 tefachim, it doesn't bother me. What if you have a wide door, you have a very wide opening, and it's Paretz, when the door is open, it's Paretz Merub al HaAymed. So when the door is open, you can't carry in the house. When the door is closed, you can't carry. How can it be? So the Gemara says, it doesn't matter, even when the door is open, even when the door is missing, the door is not attached. But you have a frame of a door. You have Kana Mikam, Kana Mikam, Kana Al-Gabayam. So the frame of the door is considered as if you have the door, and if the door would have been there, the door is more than 10 tefachim tall, it would have served as a mechitza. So even though it's Paretz Merub al HaAymed, but since you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you consider it as if the door would be there, so it's okay. So this is only by Medvar Mamurim, if the frame of the door is there and it's sturdy enough to hold the door. This happens to be a very heavy door. This is, they think they have precious things in the building. They think Fort Knox over here. What are they going to steal? A couple of sidurim, a couple of them. What do they need such heavy doors for? You can have lighter doors. In China, they probably have very thin doors. So the Mishnah Berurah says it all depends. Bria kadela kabel delas shalkash. The economy kam, economy kan. Have to be sturdy enough to hold the door shalkash of straw. If it's normal to make a delas shalkash, bo'os a medina. Maybe in Japan, maybe in China they make. In America, they don't make. America, they do make. I have between my kitchen and my dining room, and my dining room in the hallway, we have an accordion door that's from cardboard. So there is such a thing in America. Okay, in this part of the world, we have such a thing. You don't have an accordion door made from cardboard for a long distance, for 100 feet long. You have it a little bit. In a house, you have it like that. So within reason. So it has to be briak. A lot of times people, they have a flimsy, skinny pole that's wobbling and it's barely holding in the ground and it can barely hold the string that you have on top. It can't hold the delo shalkash, and the further away the two poles are from each other, the sturdier it has to be. When you make an area around the whole community, so you have one pole over here and one pole five blocks down. So the poles have to be sturdy enough to hold the delos that's going to go 5 blocks down. Or at least each pole should be sturdy enough to hold the delos that'll go 2.5 blocks. So the two delosses will meet in the middle. It doesn't have to be a delos that goes all the way. Does it have to be a delos that goes all the way to the string on top? Or is it enough if it's a delos that goes 10 tefachim tall? That's a question. When you say bria kadei lekabel delos shalkash, does that requirement only apply to the kana mikana kana kana? Does it even apply to the kana al gabeyim? If you use a string on top, that's not sturdy enough to do anything with. So that's based on the Rosh. The Rosh quotes his girsa in Yerushalmi. That Priya Kadel Kavadel Shakash only applies to the Konami Kam, Konami Kan, the two Nezuzas on the side, doesn't apply to the Mashkov on top to the Konami Gabayim, because his Girsan Nishalmi was that even Gemi is good, even String is good on top. The Meiri on that daf in the beginning of Erevin, the first Pergan Erev, quotes the same Nishalmi, has a different Girsan. And he says, if you require Konami Kam, Konami Kan to be sturdy enough to hold a normal door, so Kavachaymer, that the Kohen al Gabayim, the Mashkov, has to be sturdy to hold a thing like this. I don't know what you call this thing on top. Or to be able sturdy enough to bolt the door into it. So you just have a string on top, so that's not sturdy enough to hold, to bolt the door. It's not sturdy for anything. So that's what the Rosh Yeshiva from Chevron, Reb Simcha Zisel Brody, put out the Meiri Masad Rav Kook. Gave him the responsibility to work on the Meiri on Erevin. He has so many Pilpulim, so I think it's two volumes or three volumes. I forgot already how many volumes it is. So he raises the issue, Halacha Lamaisa, why are we still Mekel in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rosh's Girsa, if the Meiri has the same Yerushalmi and he had a different Girsa? So we should check which is the correct Girsa over there. Maybe we should no longer be Mekel with this Rosh. Maybe the Rosh had the wrong Girsa. So that's the Shaila. If you hold that the Kona, like the Miri's gear said, that the Kona al Gabayim also has to be sturdy enough to bolt the door into it, so then Briya Kadela Kaba Dela Shalkash means you should be able to hold a Dela Shalkash that goes to the top, not just a Dela Shalkash 10 tefachim tall. If you hold like the Rosh's gear said, you just need the Kona al Gabayim that should have the Tzura of the Tzuras HaPesach, but it really doesn't have to, the door doesn't have to be able to go all the way up to that. It doesn't have to be sturdy enough to bolt the door into the Kohen al Gabayim. So maybe it's enough. If the two on the side, either one on the side is sturdy enough to hold the door, that'll be 10 tefachim tall. Doesn't have to be so tall that it goes all the way to the top. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. How do you figure out Bria Kedei L'Kabal D'Ala Shakash? But most of the people make an Erev. They really don't know the din. That's an offening gemara. That's not subject to pilpulim from Achran. That's an offening gemara. Has to be sturdy enough to hold the door that would have served as a mechitza for the mokam hamukav, and a door that's acceptable in this part of the world. Doesn't have to be such a sturdy door made from metal. A wooden door, a thin wooden door, is also acceptable, but it has to be bria for something. Tzuras HaPesach has to be 10 tvachim tall. A lot of times you have kanim, then you have a string, and the string sags in the middle. So it's not 10 tvachim tall, so it's no good. The Har Tzvi has a tshuva, that's number 67, 68. The Har Tzvi has a very surprising tshuva. We spoke about it a little bit. He has, if you have a kanim, and a sagging Erev. So the, in number Yud, in the Klalim of Tzuras HaPesach, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shaar HaTzion refers you to tshuva by the Mishkan HaSeyankim. Mishkan HaSeyankim says that a sagging Erev is no good. And he gives a whole bunch of reasons why. So one of the reasons why is based on tests. The Gemara says if you have a kippah, you have, what do you call a kippah?
An archway.
So you have a kanim, and it's an archway that goes like this. So the Gemara says the archway doesn't count as the kanagabeim. So how come you're chayv mezuzah if you have an archway? Are you chayv mezuzah? So the Gemara says if you have on top of it the archway, you have something going across, that's the kanagabeim. But the thing on top is not touching the two things on the side. So it's a raya from the fact that we are mitzaref the kanagabeim, the bricks on top that are a row to the kanamikan, that ain't tzarech liga. That was a machlekes in the Gemara. But the Tzrichim Liga, Rein Tzrichim Liga, where is that in the Marmakaimus here? Somewhere over here. I thought it's in the Marmakaimus. It's a Gemara in Erevin. So we pass an end Tzrichim Liga. The Karnamikan, don't have to. A lot of times you have a pole over here and you have the string is very high up, but you just have to make sure the pole is directly below the string. So the Gemara knows that, they ain't Tzrichim Liga from that din of Kippah. If you have Kanamikan, so the Kippah does not count as the Kanagabeyan, because it has to be flat, and it's not flat, so if there's a row of bricks above it, that's the Kanagabeyan, and it's good Afal Pishain and Nogeya. So the Mishkan and Yankim says, if a kippah that's shaped like this doesn't count as a kanal gabeim, so if it's a sagging wire that goes like this also doesn't count. You see, if the gemara has to be flat, so sagging is also no good. That's one reason. Then he has another reason. If you have a string that's sagging, when the wind is going to blow, it's going to be blowing back and forth. If you have a string that's tight on top, so the wind is going to blow and blow, it's not going to shake. But if it's sagging, so it's going to keep on blowing in the wind. So it's mechitz in shenu chalam and beruch mitzuya. So it's no good. Then he says, and the wind is going to blow. It's going to be. That's the second reason. Then he says the wind is going to blow. So it's going to blow out. So it's not going to be al gabem. He has a whole bunch of reasons why he thinks that seging is no good. So somehow, so the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Mishkan as Yankev. He has a whole bunch of reasons. Seging string is no good. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers, as a young child, he only visited Rav Chaim in Brisk a few times. 3 or 4 times or something like that. And he says he remembers as a child that he wanted something exciting. So on Friday, when the Dayum, or Rabbi Simcha Zelig, would go around to check the Erev, so he went with him to check the Erev. So he remembers that they would tighten the wire on top. Every week it would start sagging. So they would tighten it because Mishkan HaSeyankim learned the Valojin. And Rabbi Simcha Zelig came from Valojin. So they all followed what the Mishkan HaSeyankim said. That's before the Mishnah Berurah wrote. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. He says, a second year is no good. So Tzvi Pesach Frank, for some reason or another, ignores this totally. And his grandson, who has all the footnotes, his granddaughter's husband, has all the footnotes in the Har Tzvi, so he writes, Tzarchian, look in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Mishnah, and says, a second year is no good. So for some reason or another, Tzvi Pesach Frank ignores it. He's just worried, you have a second year, that sags within 10 tefachim to the ground, so that's not acceptable. See, as a chiddush, if the two parts of the Erev on top are sagging, but it's above 10 tefachim. In the middle, it's only a short distance where it's below 10 tefachim. So dami hacha, the lower part, and you mitzav kana mikan, mikana mikan, and the kana agabem here and here, and I say lovewood. Even though the lower part is within 10 tefachim, so it's kamisha, you know, it's not there, but the gap between when the two ends of the string are above 10 tefachim, if the gap is less than gimel tefachim, so I say lovewood, and it's been starved. Where did he get such an einfall? I say lovewood. So he says that's the din by Korah. If you have a mavui with three mechitzas and you need a tikkun on the roch revias, the Mishnah says you can either put a lechi or put a korah. So korah means a beam that goes across from the top of this building to the top of that building in the front of the by the entranceway of the mavui. So if you have a beam, and the beam has to be a tefach wide, so you have a beam sticking out from this side, a beam sticking out from this side, and they don't touch each other, but they're within three tefachim to each other. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that you say love it, that it is acceptable. So just like you say by Korah, so Tzvi Pesach Frank said, you say the same thing by the Tzuris HaPesach also. So the Chazon Ish doesn't refer to Tzvi Pesach Frank. I don't know if he was even aware, but he said, that's ridiculous. He holds that, how can you say love it on a Tzuris HaPesach? The Gemara says, Pischi Shamoy are not acceptable. Pischi Shamoy means poorly constructed Tzuris HaPesach is not acceptable. So how do you establish what's acceptable? You have to ask a guy who's in construction, would this be an acceptable service? Well, of course not. What are you going to use? Dinam of love? The guy never heard of love. It has to be the way a construction worker would make a frame of a door. You don't use halacha l'moshe m'sinai to make a frame of a door. I but the din is ain't tzrichim liga. If the pole is over here and the wire is all the way up over there, it's so high. So the din gemara proved from the din of Kippah that it's good, the mitzaref, the row of bricks on top with the kanamikan over here, and it's not touching. See, ain't tzrichim liga. So the Magen Avraham says, how come ain't tzrichim liga? Because it's based on good aches mechitzta. You say good asik mechitzta, you say good aches mechitzta. So here you have kanamikan, the mechitzta is oila adler akiyah, it's considered as if it bumps into the string on top. So you see that you are using good asik mechitzta. Good aches is to go down, good asik is to go up. See, you are using good asik. So the Chazon Ish says, the Magen Avraham is a mistake. He said, that's not based on good asik. The machlekes in the Gemara was, is this kida avdi in shios na or not? And the maskana was, ain't tzrichim liga, this is a normal way of constructing a tzuris apel. But it's not based on halachal maishim mesina of good asik mechitz. How can you use halachal maishim mesina? It has to be kida avdi in shi. If it's poorly constructed, it's not acceptable. That's why the Chazon Ish holds that it's not even good if the Kanamikan doesn't touch the ground mamish. He says if it's suspended in the air, even within three tochim, he says he can't use Lovet to say it's as if Lovet is Allah HaMashim Messina, and the Tzuris HaPesach has to be Kidav the Inchi. Otherwise, it's Pischi Shamayi, poorly constructed. He mentioned last time that the stipler, a lot of times, was not aware of what his brother-in-law, what the Chazon Ish wrote. A lot of times he'll write a whole essay, then write, Nachazman, I found that the Chazon Ish has like that. See, here he doesn't, here he writes it. So, Poshet, if the poles are within three tefachim to the ground, of course it's good. He doesn't even quote that the Chazon Ish said that it's no good. Chazon Ish said, you can't use Lovud. The Shari Tshuva, next to the Behetim, also writes like that, that if the poles are within three tefachim to the ground, he say Lovud that it is acceptable. And I mentioned last time that Rabbi Tenla said he doesn't like that. L'chatchila, that's the way to go, because if it's going to go all the way down to the ground, so the cars are going to bump into it, and when it's going to snow in the winter, the snow is going to eat away at the bottom, and the whole area is going to fall down. But the Chazon Ish holds that it's possible. He holds that the Kanamikan has to touch the ground. You can't use Lovud. Anyway, that's a klal. The Tzuris HaPesach has to be 10 tefachim tall, otherwise it doesn't have a din of a mechitz. Then the Gemara says that Tzuris HaPesach min atzad is not acceptable. What does it mean, min atzad? So it means like this, if you have a pole, and instead of putting the mashkof on top of it, you nail the mashkof on the side of it, or you're using a string for a mashkof. So you tie the string around the side here, and it goes to the other one. So that's min atzad. It has to be al gabem. Min atzad is not acceptable. That's the Gemara. So the Taz has a kula that many people rely on, but all the poskim say it's not right. You shouldn't rely. Taz says, what do you say? Min atzad is no good. If you have a tall pole that goes very high, and you tie the string in the middle of the pole, but if you tied it towards the top, just a couple of inches down from the top, it's 10 feet tall, and you tied the string around towards the top. So towards the top is good. So all the poskim say it's against the Gemara. They say it's not correct. Years ago, there wasn't 60 years ago. There was not an awareness. There wasn't an awareness of what a Tzoros HaPesach was all about. So all the camps and all the hotels had arrogant that were ridiculous. And my parents moved to Borough Park around 50 years ago. So I remember once we were there for Simchas Torah after I got married. So we visited my parents and we were looking at everybody had an Erev. Now there's an Erev in the whole of Borough Park. But years ago there wasn't. Everybody had their own Erev to carry things into the backyard. Over 90% of the Eruvim were not valid. No one knew, there was no awareness of how to make an Erev. Now it's much better. All the camps, the Eruvim and all the camps were not acceptable. So one of the things they violated was Minatzad. They would all tie the string around the pot. Now everybody knows you put the string on top. Tochet b'toch hakone, that's a question. What if you have a hole? The kone on the side. Goes like this. Here's the ground, here's the corner. And the wire, if the corner would be like this, so the wire has to go on top of it. But the corner, you don't have that. There's an indentation, and the wire comes from over here. It goes on the indentation. So the corner continues to go up higher than the wire. So many posts can say that is acceptable. How come it's acceptable? It's not al gabeim. So the answer is, it is al-gabeim. So the Chazanish has a whole argument. He says, what if you have a corner like this, here's the ground, you have a corner like this, and you drill a hole over here, and you take the wire, goes through the hole, and it goes out the other side. The Chazanish holds a damihach, you ignore the fact that you have all of this on top, you ignore that. This is 10 tachim tall, and it's bria kadeh l'kav l'del shokash without the top, so it's al-gabeim, so you ignore the fact that you have on top. He says, Moshe, what if you have a corner over here and you put a wire on top? It's Tzoros HaPesach al gabeim. And then, after you have the Erev, then you build this taller. So now it's in the middle of the pole, instead of being on top of the pole. So he says he thinks that it's certainly good. So what does it bother you up in the Chachini? You drilled a hole over here and you pulled it through. So the same over here, if it's a Tochuv, if the top of the pole has an indentation and you put the wire in the indentation, so you ignore the fact that you have over here and over here. See, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't, the Chazanish wrote this to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah understood, or misunderstood, whatever. He took the Nesibis, wrote his Sefer in Hilchas Pesach. What's it called, the Sefer in Hilchas Pesach? Mekor Chaim. I forgot. The Mekor Chaim. So in the end of the Mekor Chaim, he has a page and a half that's called Tikkun Erev. And he has, on every line, he has a new din. Sometimes it takes two-thirds of a line. Sometimes it takes a line and a quarter. It's like a kitzur shulchan aruch. He has one din, another din, another din, another din. 100 din in there, one after the other. So that's the Mekor Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes so much from the Mekor Chaim, you would think, mi yodea, how big this sefer is. It's 1.5 pages. It's the last page in the Mekor Chaim on Hilchas Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah understood, or misunderstood, that the Mekor Chaim said that's no good. If you have a tall pole and you drill a hole in the middle, you pull the string through. So that's the problem. It's a lack of al gabeim. So the Chazanish thinks that it's a misunderstanding that the Tikkun Erev never said that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's no good. So years ago in Eretz Yisrael, they all followed the Chazanish. Because the Chazanish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yashiv recommended, they printed a letter from Rabbi Yashiv around 50 years ago. They printed a letter, someone has an obscure sefer that no one ever read. So in this obscure sefer, they printed a letter by Rabbi Yashiv, they should correct all of those Eruvim that they made based on the kula of the Chazanish. They should do it at night when no one's watching, and they should be choshish for the Mishnah Berurah. They should do over the whole Erev. But I don't think they do it over. They rely on the Chazanish. Chazanish said that it's good. The Taz has here's Vav, is Ein Tzrichim Liga. That's the Gemara. That the Kana Mikan, doesn't have to touch the row of bricks on top. That it's good even though it's not touching. The Magen Aram says the reason why it's acceptable because of good asik mechitzta. We visualize if it goes up. And the Chazon Ish said, it can't be based on good asik. Blita's gaga mafsik. The Taz came up with a chiddush. Taz, a lot of times you have a konamikan that you nail onto the front of a building. But sometimes you have, and the wire is on top. The wire comes higher up. The wire is tied onto a nail over here. And there's a gag mafsik here. And your konamikan is over here. So the gag, the blita sagag, goes out 2 inches. The gag is bolay, mafsik, in between the string on top and the pole over here. So the Taz came up with the chiddush, it's not al gabeim. So the poskim, in order to solve the problem, they would drill a hole in the gag, drill a hole so the wire is directly above. So the Chayonim says, what kind of baloney is this? It's against an offer of the Gemara. Gemara says, ain't sichem liga, even if there's something mapsik in between. So the Taz is against an offer of the Gemara. So maybe the Taz made a mistake, so they don't want to say the Taz made a mistake. So they say, sometimes the Chumrah does apply, sometimes it doesn't apply. So he tells you when there's room to be mekel. So there are those who are machmer for that. Mekere din, it's really lahokel. And in some cases, there's room to mas. A lot of times you have this, because they're using utility poles, and they're using the wires that are there from the utility poles. Then they have a big utility box that's mapsik in between the wire, and all the wires of the utility pole are minatzad. Nothing is on top of the pole, so you have to put a pole on the bottom. And your pole on the bottom is directed below the big box, the utility box, and the wire is above the box. So the box is mapsik in between, so you can't drill a hole in the box. So if you really get stuck, then we don't pass on like the Taz. But even if you do pass on like the Taz, the Chayyadin gives you some cases, even the Taz would agree, that you don't have to be machmer. Yeah, that's the story. Blitas ba gaga mafsik. Yeah. Heketzir, we'll stop after that. Heketzir is number ches. The Gemara has a machlokes. Even though there's no door, if you have the tzuras ha-pesach, it's considered as if the door had been attached. Is that only if you have hinges there, but you didn't bother to put the door on the hinges? What if you don't even have the hinges? So that's called heketzir. So that's a machlokes. How do we paskin? So the Mishkan is Yankov is gunning out the Paslole Reuven in Europe. So he says, Rov HaRishonim, he says, look in the Rosh, Rov HaRishonim paskin, that you do need Heketzir, that the Erev is only good if you have Kanim, and you have the hinges there. You just didn't attach the door to the hinge, but if you didn't even put the hinges up, then it's no good. So he says, Apella, why did the Shulchan Aruch paskin the Hokel? He says, you should really reverse the Psak, it should be Machmir, that the Erev is only valid if you have Heketzir. Yeah, Lemaisa, we're not machmer, not we're all mekel. According to him, no Arab in the world is good because nobody puts a heketzir. They tell the people from Breuers tell the story that when they want to make an Arab somewhere in Germany, so they had explained to the chief of police what they're doing. So they say, when we make the frame of the door, we put a corner here, a corner here. We visualize it as if he had a door. If he would have had a door, it would have been a mechitza. So he said, so why don't you just visualize it as if you have the poles? You're visualizing, so visualize it. Use your imagination. You got to have the poles. You got to have konami kan. So that's a shaila, the heketz. Okay, we'll stop here. Believe that after Yom Tov, we'll continue after Sukkot. Good. We better daven here. We missed the minyan downstairs.
We're supposed to have the 80th of November
2nd. Good.
Maybe we'll do one.
The 2nd is what day of the week?
Thursday.